The Zelensky government opened up to a reporter from Time magazine whom President Zelensky trusted, and he has written a scathing piece now making the rounds in the West. I don't know if you've seen it, but in the report, those around President Zelensky, there's some lines from it up on the screen. Zelensky feels betrayed by his Western allies. We are out of options. We are not winning. Try telling him that. He deludes himself. He's delusional. I'm fairly quoting and fairly paraphrasing, I think, from the article. I can't imagine that this is making the rounds in the Ukraine military, but if it is true, if it is accurate, what does the future hold for President Zelensky, for the Ukrainian military?
I haven't seen the article, but, you know, a sense of betrayal. Like, I mean, the West could have provided weapon systems that they're only starting to provide now. They could have provided them early on. There was way too much concern about angering Russia and provoking Russia to nuclear conflict. None of that was ever going to happen. There was just a little bit too much caution, a little too much delay on getting those systems, particularly the air power, that we really needed those F-16s before attempting any counteroffensive. But what's done is done. Hopefully America learns better for the next time, whether it's Taiwan or whatever it is, not to screw around with holding things up the way that they did. But there's blame to go around on all sides. There's technology and equipment that came from the West that came with a good amount of advice that wasn't heeded. There's also just the delays of equipment. There's a lot of blame to go around. Post-mortem on this conflict, which I hope is one that is largely successful, and lessons learned to apply to the future rather than lessons learned to avoid in the future. But there'll be a lot written about what went right and what went wrong in this conflict. But we're a long way from this ending, and I'm still confident it's going to end well for us.